Hey, so I just did part one for showing off my instrument collection, and if you haven't seen that video, I recommend you watch it after this one. Doesn't really matter which order. But here is part two, and might as well just get started with the one that's in my lap. This behemoth is a Turkish saz. So, a Turkish saz has seven strings, and if you remember in the last video, I explained what a course is. I'll go over it again. A course in musical instrument terms, anyway, is a grouping of two or more strings that is played usually as one. You can play them separately, but like most of the time, you're playing it as one. So in this case, it has seven strings grouped into three courses. So that means two of those courses are two strings, and then the last course is actually three strings. And what I have it tuned to is AA. So that's both strings are tuned to A. And then EE. And those are both the same exact pitch, no octave difference. And then B B B. So one other really interesting thing about the Turkish saz is that the frets are movable. I'm not going to move them because I'm by no means an expert, and so I don't think I can move them back to the right place. But that is so that way you can play what's called microtones, which are like notes in between the standard 12 notes of the Western system, if you want to think about it in a Eurocentric, Western-centric way. But really, microtonality is just like dividing the octave into more than 12 divisions. And like you can argue that less is called, like if you're dividing into like let's say 9 instead of 12, it would be called macro tonality, but I feel like you can still put it under the umbrella of micro tonality and people will get it. But you know, whatever. That's a whole tangent. But anyway, you can play notes in between the Western notes, which I'll show right here. So that's a quarter tone difference. So that's. That's a normal semitone. So one note difference in, Western 12 tone equal temperament. And this is the quarter tone, or a quarter step. But yeah, so like that makes the whole instrument super interesting. Another thing, it has like violin type pegs. These are called friction pegs. And the body is this big ol' like pear type thing. Super beautiful. This is not a high-end instrument, but it feels pretty nice to me. I've been having trouble with some of the higher tuning pegs not staying in tune, but you know, it is what it is. I didn't pay a lot for this, so. Also, you were supposed to use something, I think it's called a Mizreb or a Risha, which is like an actual special pick for it, and it's like this long, thin plastic thing, and you like bend it in your hand. I just use a guitar pick. That's just what I have. One of these days I'll get an actual saz pick, but not now. Let me just play a little example of something that I came up with. Instrument, which is something in a similar vein. This is the Greek tsudos. So here's a full view of the instrument. Rather simple but pretty. So a little backstory on how I got this instrument. because this is the first one that actually has like a slightly interesting story. Essentially, I saw a listing for some instrument, and it had this picture, or a picture of this, and I saw a listing for that on Craigslist, and it was for like $80, or best offer, or like trade, and I had these guitar pedals that I was not able to sell. Like, I had had them up for months at that point, and there were no biters, you know, no takers. And I was like, you know what? I really don't give a crap if I, you know, make profit on these or whatever. So I just traded 3 guitar pedals. Not the best financial decision in my life, but it doesn't really matter. For this bad boy. So the Greek Tsoudas is in the bouzouki family, if you want to think about it that way. So the bouzouki is actually, like, it has the same scale length from bridge to nut as the Tsoudas, if I'm not mistaken, but the body is, like, much more big. It's more like the Saz body. And I think also the 6-string version of the bouzouki is tuned to the same thing as the Tsoudas. But anyway, if you want to think about it, like, in Western terms, the Tsoudas is kind of like the cello of the bouzouki family. Cello being between violin and violin on the small side and bass, upright bass on the low side, or large side. I don't know why I said low side. The Tsoudas is in the middle, in the bouzouki family as well, bouzouki being the larger one and the baglamas being the smaller one. Little fun factoid. Another name for this Turkish saz is the balama. That's what they call it in Turkey. And then there's baglamas in Greek music, which I have to imagine those are similarly rooted words. Anyway, with that all out of the way, the way this instrument is tuned is, again, in courses. It's 3 courses. Tuned D, A, D. Those last 2 courses being all unison, so like both strings in the course are tuned to the same exact pitch. Again, I just use a guitar pick. On both of these instruments, the bridges are movable. That was one thing that I did have to kind of struggle around with on this one, was setting up the intonation to be pretty good. The tuning machines are actual, like, geared tuners, which is so nice, and they actually stay in tune really well. I have to imagine this was, like, handmade by someone. Well, I know it was handmade by someone, because I can feel, like, scrapes inside the sound hole, so inside the body, like, where they scraped out the bowl of the body, so that's pretty cool. And this one doesn't have movable frets. It's just a 12-tone equal temperament type neck, and it has steel frets instead of tied-on frets. Let me just play a little something that I came up with. Greek Tsoudas is used for, I believe it's called rebetiko or rebetika music in Greece, which is like a sort of folk music that I think is done by like a poorer class in the country. So yeah, just a fun little tidbit. And here is the last one for this part of the series. This is the Albanian Çifteli. The Albanian Çifteli is rather small, as you can tell. Here's the body, little dinky neck, and the 2 tuners. So this is a 2-stringed instrument. And this one in particular has, you know, some nice detailing. It has, the sticker, double headed eagle, which is like from the Albanian flag. All these really cool little like burnt on markings and details, which are pretty neat. I like the fret markers. It is very simple. I did not pay a very high amount of money for this, so I'm not like mad about that at all. It does have these neat little birds on the body. And this is the sound. This is one of them, and then it has another one right here. But, yeah. This bridge is also movable. The frets are not movable. However, they are set to a microtonal scale. So, I believe the scale is... It's kind of like the pentatonic scale plus some like microtonal notes in between. I'm not sure which ones. But so it is diatonic. And the two strings are tuned C sharp and F sharp, at least in my case. It's essentially it's just tuned in fourths. In this case, the strings that came on it were way too thin to be tuned down to the most common tuning of BE. So I just tuned it up a whole step to C sharp, F sharp. So this is me fretting each note on the neck while also playing the low string, because it's kind of meant as like a drone. The scale. It's not really a fret, so it's not a big deal that it doesn't make any noise. Yeah, so it's a pretty neat little scale. It's not a super loud little instrument because it is so tiny. And I use a super thin guitar pick. You see, it's like this thing is like paper. Pretty much useless on guitar, except for like really jangly strummed parts. But it does have a place playing this instrument because the strings are so thin that anything thicker kind of puts them out of tune and makes them sound not great. So let me just play something I came up with. It's a fun little instrument. I have it hanging next to my desk, and sometimes I just randomly pick it up and strum on it. It's a fun instrument. Is it the most well-made thing ever? No, but I also paid like the same amount of money as a pizza. Maybe not that much, but not that little, but I didn't pay a lot for it. I paid more for shipping than I think I paid for the instrument itself. But yeah. That's part two. Stick around for part three. If you have any questions about these instruments, or anything really, feel free to ask. Bye.